radio. And I'm going to be
playing some tunes here over the next half an hour, 40 minutes.
And the first
tune we're going to play,
dedicated to the United States of America.
And
the goal, 10 years ago, of course, was the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers.
So we're gonna play some
United States music here. Probably the first four songs or so. A good upbeat, good old word of the United States. And never forget all the men and women that have lost their lives, risked their lives for our safety. It's the beautiful thing about living in the United States of America. We are always protected, one way or the other. That's what we're going to do here this evening. Wonderful Sunday evening. Hope everybody had a good weekend. The ocean is now coming to a close. As it always has to. So, without further ado, let's get into this chapter. We'll get out first.
I'm talking to the heavy man, no money in the hell.
Come on. Ah, yes, the boss.
Bruce.
You know, he tells it any better. Oh, Bruce. Born in the USA. Before that, we had John Cooper Mellencamp. Lots of them in the USA, ROTK. Before that was Steve Miliband with Living in the USA. Of course, the one that we took it off with was Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Put a boot in there. So those were my songs that I took to dedicate to the 9/11 tragedy. I am proud to be an American and proud to live here. If you're born here, even if you're not born here, see it with respect. I'm glad that you live where you do. See? And you are protected by it. You've got military outfit in your room. And that is a good thing. Because some sister and couple thought that would be better than anything to do. Look what happened.
Thank you. Thank you.
devil over here.
Almost thought I was going to have to shut down there for a minute. Yeah, my power supply over here is like on fire almost. That's some kind of fan I found here on the shelf. Just a flying away on the cooling pin because it's like flying over them. I think 50 amp power supply is in the shop, so I'm using a 20 amp. Not liking it.
Wow.
It'll be okay because we're improvising stuff. And that's what you do. You have a radio operator, you improvise and make things work. And that's what we're doing. I hope our microphone audio is doing better. Talking reports before, it was a little muddy. At the beginning, I think it was, but I was adjusting things. I think, hopefully, it's better now. About the place on the Eat That Bunker Ground and the Radio Cafe. It's a good thing. Mr. Jay Farley over there has got it. And the poet. Over there. We're going to keep the S5 now stronger. Good. Good deal. Glad you guys can all hear us, right? Getting in here and rambling on. Before we started, we were discussing and talking about the Nano-Rebel. Okay. The music dedicated to that. That is the deal here today. But other than that, that's it. That's all we got for you. If you'd like to contact us, our email address is www.nanogurus.com. Can you send us a reception report if you want? Whatever you want to do, hate mail, fan mail, you know, you don't. Whatever. Send it my way, I'll read it. If I don't like it, I'll delete it. That's all there is to it. That's how you do it. So, let's see here. We're going to get back in the machine. How about Ted Nugent? It's a cat scratch fever. Thank you.
Yeah. Radio is all about
the listeners. And commercial radio, free radio, it don't matter. It's all about the listeners.
I am grateful that there are people listening.
We're looking at
HF Underground, like Lucy,
Newfoundland Dexter,
and Cork. They all receiver. So
that's good. Thank you very much for your post. We appreciate it. And don't ever be afraid to throw constructive criticism my way. I appreciate it. If there's an issue with audio or you're hearing it, let me know. But, that's never a problem. I don't have a problem with that. Some people do. I don't. Send us our way. And of course, if you would like to send us something our way, do so by sending an email to energyshortwave@gmail.com. You can send us an email.
Whatever you like. Go ahead.
No problem. So, alright.
I think that's going to do it for us this evening.
Thank you for listening, of course, again. And we'll see you again soon, I'm sure. Never know. Could pop up at any time.
I'm going to leave you with
Jimmy. His rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. right here on Renegade Radio.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week.